Jude chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles and the doctrines of Christ, let us go on.
Hey, y'all, welcome back here to the Semi-Seminarian, our Sunday episode we call Theology in Three Chords. We try to look at songs and see if we can't discover a deeper meaning to them. Before we open the ice chest on this one, though, let me say this. Sometimes a song sneaks up on you. It's sweet, it's funny, it's got that front porch breeze vibe to it, makes you think you're just listening to a summertime tale, but somewhere... somewhere between the first laugh and the last line, something sacred gets stirred. Today, we're taking a long, slow melt through a tune that's part love song, part flavor map, and part accidental confession. It's a story where emotions aren't spoken, they're scooped. Where every color tells a truth about someone too honest to hide or too awkward to explain. So grab a cone, let it drip a little. This is the yellow snow cone. I'll see you on the other side. Tonight we're talking about Adam Carroll's Snow Cone Man, a song that seems like a slice of July whimsy, but underneath the ice and sugar, it's a story about emotion, courage, and the way colors can carry meaning we don't always see right away. Now, this isn't a song you analyze with a highlighter. It's a song you sit with, tongue stained, hands sticky, letting the heat of memory mix with the chill of revelation. And if you're willing to look beneath the humor, there's actually a deeper story hiding in that crushed ice, a parable of flavors. The brilliance of Snow Cone Man isn't in its punchlines or even in its plot. It's in how color becomes communication. In this world, love doesn't show up as a grand speech. It comes wrapped in cherry syrup. Sorrow isn't confessed aloud. It's handed over in a wax paper cone filled with grape ice. The deeper truth of this song is that people don't often speak plainly, but flavors do. That's the genius of this song. Adam Carroll has taken the language of childhood, flavor preference, sticky hands, that moment when your tongue turns a new color, it's layered it with adult emotion. It's what pulls this out of novelty into meaning. So let's walk slow, verse by verse, flavor by flavor. Verse 1. Out in the hot sun, standing in line, buying snow cones in the summertime. Buying snow cones from the Snow Cone Man. We begin in the heat, kind of emotional drought. Everyone's looking for relief. The line places us in the ordinary world of the hero's journey. Simple needs, small pleasures. Snow Cone Man is a fixture of summer. Supplier of cool in the chaos. Verse 2. How many cones in July have you sold? Can't sell them at Christmas time. It's too damn cold, said the Snow Cone. Said the Snow Cone Man. Here, the Snow Cone Man speaks. His work is seasonal. And there's a wisdom in that. You can't force timing. You can't sell snow cones in the winter. And there's an implied philosophy here. Revelation comes in season. You don't get grace when you want it. It shows up when it's hot enough for you to need it. Verse 3. Can't get no cone for a nickel or dime. Can I date your sister? She's mighty fine, Mr. Snow Cone. Mr. Snow Cone Man. This is the inciting moment, the spark of desire. Our narrator, his shift focuses from refreshment to romance. He's no longer just a customer. He's stepping into a quest. Asking the Snow Cone Man to date his sister is like asking the gatekeeper permission to cross into something sacred. Verse 4, your sister Jeannie, she bought me too. Cherry for love and grape for blue, Mr. Snow Cone. Mr. Snow Cone Man. Two flavors. Cherry equals love. Grape equals sadness. But the key is, he, the narrator, didn't choose them. Jeannie gave them to him. These flavors are assignments, not orders. Cherry says she's open. Grape says there's complexity. Maybe there's past hurts. Flavor acts as an emotional shorthand, revealing truths that they aren't ready to say out loud. So he gave me directions to her whereabouts, the snow cone man did. He said, if she likes you, you should ask her out. Thank you, snow cone. Thank you, snow cone man. The snow cone man doesn't stop him. He gives him guidance. He's not Cupid. He's a threshold guide. There's no blessing or curse, just an invitation. If she likes you, go. It's gentle, open-ended counsel. But she's got a big, big boyfriend. He might give me a whipping. He bought me a yellow one and he called me chicken. Said, you're chicken. I said, thank you, snow cone man. This is the theological center of the song. Yellow is the color of fear, but also of risk. The snow cone man doesn't say, don't go. He gives him the challenge flavor. It's a test. And the boy doesn't argue. He accepts it. In fact, he says, thank you. He carries his fear honestly. This is unknowing bravery. So the narrator continues, I took my yellow snow cone. I was on my way. Stopped and bought a pretty rose bouquet with a snow cone. With a snow cone, man. Here's where the boy tries to fall back on tradition. Flowers are safe, expected. But the yellow snow cone, though unintended as a gift, will prove to be something more meaningful. Found her house. She was at the door. Snow cone cups scattered on the floor from her brother. From the snow cone man. She's already been receiving cones. Her floor is littered with them. This is a life lived in color. She understands this emotional language. She's fluent in the snow cone man's way of speaking. She saw my flowers. She said, everybody knows. Yellow snow cone is better than a red, red rose. So be my snow cone, baby. Won't you be my snow cone man? This is the payoff, the reversal. She chooses honest emotion over performance. Yellow wins, not because it's flashy, but because it's real. Her invitation back, be my snow cone, is romantic, humorous, and holy. Remember, she understands the meaning of the color. When the narrator shows up with a yellow snow cone in his hand, he's saying, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm going to come and knock on your door and see if you'll go out with me. She cried watermelon tears, the prettiest I ever saw. She gave me kisses and my tongue turned green, lime green flavor from a snow cone man. Watermelon is a bittersweet joy, sweetness touched by pain, lime, surprise happiness. These are the flavors of real emotional response. They aren't dramatic, they're true. She said, my big, big boyfriend, I don't like him at all. He's got a hard head and a snow cone small. Little snow cone. Little snow cone man. This is the dismissal of false bravado. Her old boyfriend lacked flavor, lacked depth. This isn't about size. It's about substance. And the boy who showed up, who dared to show up with the yellow snow cone, he has it. She took me upstairs and we sang the song, we make snow cones all day long, me and Jeannie making snow cone love. Now they're creating their own flavors. This is intimacy that comes from a shared language, from recognizing and receiving each other honestly. I asked Jeannie, would you be my wife and sell me snow cones at half the price, sell me snow cones? From the snow cone man, even the proposal stays in flavor language. It's silly, yes. It's also grounded in emotional truth. He doesn't step outside the metaphor. He lives in it. So we got married. We said, I do. It was a cone for me. It was a cone for you. Got married by the snow cone man. Equality, mutuality. One cone each. It's partnership. And who officiates? the one who saw it all coming, the flavor prophet. Had a reception at the snow cone stand, had our honeymoon. It's snow cone land, compliments. The snow cone man. Journey ends right where it began. The ordinary place becomes the sacred one. A snow cone stand becomes a sanctuary. A snow cone becomes a blessing. And that's where it all lands. See, Snow Cone Man is a love song, yes, but it's also a language lesson, a guidebook to the emotional shorthand of flavor. And if you listen close, the lesson is this: you don't always know what you're carrying. The boy thought the flowers were the thing. He had no idea the real message was melting in his hand the whole time. That yellow snow cone, the one he didn't ask for, didn't want, and barely noticed, that was his heart on full display. Not the bouquet, not the words. Just a cone of doubt-colored courage given by a man who knew what he was doing. And Jeannie, she read it instantly because she knew. She'd grown up with the snow cone man. She knew that yellow doesn't mean cowardice. It means you showed up anyway. That's the thread that runs through the whole story. This isn't a tale of a guy who triumphed by planning. It's a story of a guy who stumbled into grace by being exactly who he was, even if he didn't know it at the time. Song never mocks him, never paints him as the fool. If anything, it shows how deeply beautiful it is to be honest without trying. The kind of emotional sincerity, the kind you don't even know you're showing, is the most truthful at all. And that's why this song hits harder than you expect, because we've all brought the wrong flowers. We've all said too little or too much. We've all shown up at someone's door not knowing exactly what we were carrying, and we've all, at some point, been met with grace anyway. We've all been handed a yellow snow cone. And the ones who loved us anyway, the ones who read that yellow not as fear but as courage, those are the people we build our lives with. Those are the ones we marry or remember or write songs about. So if you've ever found yourself in line, sweaty, uncertain, tongue-tied, remember the snow cone man. Remember that flavors carry more than taste. The color can confess. That being known sometimes starts with a paper cup full of something you didn't even ask for. And maybe, just maybe, the gift you didn't plan to give is the one that opens every door. Thanks for listening to Theology in Three Chords. Keep your cones cold, your eyes open, and your heart turned to the color that you didn't expect. And remember, in this song, no one ever gets what they ordered. Every cone is a mirror. Every flavor is a mood. And sometimes a yellow snow cone says everything you were too scared or too honest to say. And if you're still standing there, ice melting down your knuckles, not sure what your color means, know this: you don't have to explain it. You just have to carry it, because somewhere out there, someone just like Jeannie, someone who knows how to read yellow, and maybe, just maybe, that cone you didn't ask for is already telling the truth for you. At least that's something to think about. See you next time.
James chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on.